God, it's so late.
Hey guys. So, as promised, this is my cake day Q&A. I would like to thank everyone who participated and asked questions. And even if you didn't, I still appreciate you very much, and I hope you enjoy my sure to be very rambly answers to everything. So here we go. The first question is from Late Stage Infernalism, who asks, what is your true name? Strictly for summoning purposes, of course. Well, you've already summoned me, so there's really no going back. But if you must know, my true name is actually Winona. So, yeah. Okay, maybe a little more seriously, what's your favorite book and why? So I've been actually forcing myself to read more because I used to read so much when I was a kid and then I just stopped for years. But my favorite one that I've read recently is called I'm Thinking of Ending Things. And I can't remember the name of the author and I'm too lazy to go like 2 feet to my bookshelf to find it. But it's really good and I can't really explain too much about it without giving it away. It's one of like those where it's like even like too much of a synopsis is a spoiler, but the general premise is it's from the point of view of this girl who's on a road trip with her boyfriend, and as the title suggests, she's thinking of ending things. And it's one of those where like to get the full experience, you pretty much have to read it twice in a row, or at least that's what I did, but it's definitely one that warrants a reread or two to really, like, get everything. So if that's something that you guys like, would totally recommend that. And yeah, so thank you very much for your questions, Late Stage. The next one is from Periphery 2018. I really hope I pronounced that right. Inspired by Late Stage Infernalism, copycat, what's your favorite film and why? Also, what got you interested in being a voice actor? So, in my first AMA, like forever ago on Backstage, I talked about my favorite movie, which is Reanimator. So I've already kind of gone over that. I've gushed about Reanimator enough, but it's very, very good. Please go watch it. But I have another favorite, which is actually what got me into horror to start with. And it's actually Bride of Chucky. So, my cousin had recorded like the TV version, which I assume is the only reason that my parents let me watch it when I was like 11 or 12. But either way, I was very young and impressionable, and that's all it needed. So, and like, yes, it's bad. Like, it's very, like, self-referential 90s schlock, like, kind of, you know, trying to catch the lightning in a bottle that Scream was doing with that kind of thing. But despite its many, many, many shortcomings, I still really love it. I still have fun watching it. It's like, it's just one of those where I can just shut my brain off and just have fun watching stupid haunted dolls. So, but yeah, it got me into watching horror movies. It influenced my music tastes because the soundtrack has a couple of Rob Zombie songs and I still really like that. And yeah, so that's like my secret favorite. Also, what got you interested in being a voice actor? So what got me into like actively seeking out wanting to do it was listening to creepypasta narrators. So in one of my one of my favorites is The Little Fears, which if you haven't listened to her stuff, please go and do it. She hasn't, her channel has been basically abandoned for like 5 years, but her narrations are so good and they're not very long. Like the longest one I think is 10 minutes long, and that's A Burial on Box Hill. But yeah, they're short, they're very good, very effective, I think. And so I was, after listening many, many times, I was inspired to see if I could try and emulate her and like try and build up my own sort of narrating career, I guess. Not really career, because you can't make money off of YouTube anymore. But, you know, try and make some sort of name for myself. And then I also stumbled upon GWA around the same time I started actively trying to do that, and I found out very quickly that I am much better at porn than I am at scary stuff. So, I'm just going where the wind takes me at this point. So thank you for your questions. The next one is from... So first off, you don't have to try and pronounce the username. Too late, I already did, and it probably sounds terrible. As for a question, I was wondering if all 400 plus followers left a message on each audio you made, would you be happy that so many people are actively engaging in your work? Or would it be overwhelming as it would take time to, read every comment and you probably couldn't reply to everyone? I would definitely be a little bit of both, because like I'd be really happy to have that much engagement on my posts, but I'd definitely be really overwhelmed at the prospect of answering everybody individually. Yeah, so also just like a quick little sidebar, I need to need to find the actual number. So as of this recording, I have 450 followers, which is insane. 450 on my user page, and then 223 subscribers to my subreddit. And I just want to say thank you guys so, so much. It is insane seeing how many of you, like, actually really like following me and really like listening to my stuff. And before I get too mushy and probably cry about it, I just really wanted to say thank you guys so, so much. It really means a lot to me, and you guys are why I am still doing this a year later, and ideally will be doing it for many more years. Yeah, so, okay. Thank you for your question. This next question is from Mirror Magic. How did you get into GWA? So I'm sure I've answered it before, but we'll go over it once more with feelings. Back in the before time when Tumblr still let you have porn, I followed my friend's porn blog, and she posted a link to one of Carnivore's audios. His audios are also really, really good whenever he uploads like 5 times a year. No shade, I love your stuff, but please, please upload more. So she linked to one of his audios, which was The Intern and the CEO, which was very good. And I also, so I had no idea that audio porn was even a thing. So I'm already very flustered listening to it, and I have these big sound-canceling headphones on. And there is a part in the audio where the listener is getting spanked, and I did not know that there would actually be, like sound effects. So hearing that really loud scared the shit out of me. So it was a very fun induction into the world of audio porn. I binge listened to his whole archive because I'm just that creepy and thirsty. And then I got down to the very bottom, which had something titled GWA verification. I'm like, okay, what is that? So, because I didn't know about GWA. I'd only seen Soundgasm, but just clicking on Soundgasm doesn't take you to any sort of like database of users. So I'm like, oh, is he like the only person using this website? So I Google GWA verification. I find the subreddit. I'm like, ah, here is where the bounty of porn is. And so I binge listened to even more users. And then after a while, I was like, hey, maybe, like, in between my attempts at creepypasta narration, I can give this the old college try and, you know, try my hand at some porn myself, because that's what all the cool kids are doing. Cool kids are doing porn. And yeah, so that was how I got into GWA. So thank you, friend. Thank you, porn blog that is no longer in existence because Tumblr is run by fucking Mormons or something. I don't know. Anyway. Thank you for your question. Talk or shut up. Next question is from Gabriel Kelly, who is actually a friend of mine on Twitter. Anyway. So the next question is from Gabriel Kelly, who is actually a friend of mine on Twitter. And he asks, what gave you the idea for doing erotic audio content? So kind of like I touched on in my previous answers, it was definitely just an experiment. Like, it wasn't something that I envisioned lasting as long as it has, but after posting a couple of things and then getting way, way more positive feedback than I expected, I'm like, okay, let's keep on going with this and see how it turns out. And again, here we are. So the next few questions are actually anonymous ones from my curious cat, and I kind of realized after getting a couple that, oh yeah, that's right, curious cat has this thing where it'll just send you one question per day. So I've done my best to filter these from the automated ones to ones that are like actual questions from actual people. So yeah, hopefully I did good. So the first question is, why do you like doing erotic audio recordings, and what are some of your favorite tags? So what I really like about doing it is that it's been a way for me to practice things that I otherwise never would have thought how to do. Like, obviously, like, figuring out how to record things and, like, you know, trying to, like, improve my performance ability. It's up to you guys if I have managed to do that over the past year. But, you know, like figuring out which inflections would work better for different characters, like trying to get a better feel for anything instead of just like being the same in everyone. But again, it's kind of hard because I only have one voice and I'm not entirely sure if I'm really that good at using it. But 450 people can't be wrong, so. And it's the first time I've ever done anything with audio editing, and that has been so fun to experiment with, because that's something that I really enjoy in audios, is like really immersive atmosphere, so it's stuff with sound effects, music when needed, etc. So it's been cool to do that for my own audios, and it's been cool hearing how much you guys like it. So, yeah. And, of course, like, one of the things I like the most about it is the feedback from, like script writers who are happy that I've voiced one of their scripts, and then obviously from listeners, because it's just really fun hearing about how my porn has been effective. So, yeah. And some of my favorite tags are definitely MDOM, because I am the subbiest sub to ever sub. I really like supernatural stuff, so like stuff with like demons, incubi, vampires, etc. All that good shit. And non-con and dub-con I really like, just because, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand with how submissive I am. So it's like, I like being dominated, and I also like a whole lot of force behind it. So there you go. Next question is, what's something about you that no one else knows? I have really, really bad nervous tics. So, that was my chair. So, I can't remember. I asked my parents about it, and then I totally forgot the conversation we had. But, so I'm not 100% sure if I was ever officially diagnosed with Tourette's as a child, but either way, I have had very, very bad nervous tics for my entire life. I'm experiencing them right now because I'm not good at improvising things and trying to stay on task, and I also did a bunch of other stuff today, so it's very, very bad. So right now, the state of affairs with my face is whenever I get really nervous or worked up about something, I get really bad nose twitches. So kind of like a rabbit on cocaine almost. Like it's like I can't control it, obviously, otherwise I would stop. But it twitches really bad, and it will like, since like my nose is twitching, it also lifts my lip. So it's hard to like consistently keep a handle on my speech. It is incredible that I've made it this far without it being super apparent, but now that I've mentioned it, you probably are noticing it. But as insufferable and horrible as it is much preferable to how it used to be when I was a child, because it, like, my whole head was incorporated into it. So I would like jerk my head forward, and at the same time my eyes would roll back, and I'd also be doing my nose twitch. So I'd basically have like a little fucking seizure every few seconds because I was too stressed about something. So that was fun. But yeah, so that's a fun thing that, like, I've told my friends about it just because, like, I'm super self-conscious about it and I don't want them to think that I'm, like, having a seizure or something. It's like, no, I just, there's some weird neuron in my brain that's like, oh, you're stressed? Time to freak out about everything with your face. So, but that's something that you guys did not know, and now you do. I'm sorry. Next question, something a little more pleasant. What song can't you stop listening to? I can't really pinpoint an exact song, but I've been listening to a lot of Hozier lately. His stuff is so good. Like, a few favorites I really like: Shrike, Movement, Moment Silence, and those are the only ones I can think of for right now. But his stuff is really, really good. Go and listen to it. And the last question, have you ever cut your own hair? I have. So when I had an undercut, I would go and get it professionally done once, and then I would just do my own maintenance on the sides because I just shave it down to the skin and it was whatever. But then I had a crisis of, well, it wasn't, it didn't start as a crisis of self the first time. It was the fact that I had done so much to my hair. Like, I had bleached it, dyed it, bleached it, bleached it, bleached it, dyed it. So it was just, it was horrible. It was disgusting. So I'm like, okay, there's no coming back from this. There's really only one solution. So I shaved my head completely, like all the way down to the skin, and I started over again. And I grew it out about like 5 or 6 inches, and then I went back to my undercut and I had a really good time. And then like a few months later, I had another crisis about it. I'm like, oh God, I hate how this looks. I can't really do anything with it. So I shaved my head again. So right now I have like an inch and a half or 2 inches of growth. So I'm not completely bald anymore, but I'm definitely gonna wait longer this time around to figure out what I want to do with my hair instead of just jumping the gun and then having to shave my fucking head again. But I will say it is very, very liberating to do it. And especially after doing it once and knowing that that's always an option if I don't like something with my hair, it relieves the stress of potentially fucking up my hair a lot. Because it always grows back. So, but yeah, so that is everything. So, like I said, thank you again for everyone who asked questions. Thank you, everyone who has been listening, not only to this, but just to all of my content in general. You guys are the absolute best. I love you so, 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 so much. And I am looking forward to doing more for you in the future. And yeah, so that's it for now. Bye!